Hey everybody, this is Sabril. Welcome to the Power Series. Today's episode is The Power of Freedom. Here's my latest interview with Landahl. Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. Sabril. Landahl, can you speak with us today about freedom? Landahl. What do you see in a campfire? Sabril. You see flames. Landahl. Describe what those flames look like. Sabril. They are brightly colored and rapidly moving. Landahl. Crackling and popping with energy. Never the same shape twice. The freedom to move and dance. Create design. Create imagination. The fire burns bright and hot. The fire can build, give strength, give companionship. It can destroy and kill. This is true freedom. The power of free. Free to do what you wish with those flames. Burn bright and intense, or be smoldering embers going out and dying. Or building bigger, brighter, stronger, and hotter. Engulfing the imagination of all. Spreading like rumors. Creating a vortex, a tornado of fire. Use this energy to create, build, succeed, conquer, to win. Win doesn't mean bad, and win doesn't mean good. It gives you the power to finish what you started, to complete the job. That can mean someone finishes their job in an assassination. The fire and the focus to kill another. Or the fire and the focus of a fireman to climb a ladder on a building structure, put his life on the line for a lost child. What kind of fire do you have? How large are the flames? Is it at the end of a matchstick? Or can it be seen throughout the galaxies? This is the power of freedom. To do what you want, when you want it. This is the power at the fingertips of human. Do we wish to wield this power for others or for ourselves? Be strong in the knowing that everyone has this fire. How big is yours? How hot does it burn? Does it burn in a flash and then it's out? Or is it the eternal flame? Which do you want? Which are you? B. That you want to be. I am fire. I am strength. I am knowing. I am the cure. Find out what you are and be it. Anyone can tell you what to do. It doesn't mean you have to do it. You have the freedom to choose. In or out, up or down, yes or no. No, I will not do that. It may hurt certain people. Yes, I will do that. It may save many people. This is freedom, to make a choice. Driving down the freeway, you come to a T in the road. Some think you have two choices, left or right. But you have many choices. Left, right, up or down. Straightforward, do a U-turn, do nothing, die, live. You choose. The freedom of many choices. When only two present themselves, look in all directions. Inward and outward. Decide how you want to move, how you want to make your decision, to be in that moment. And once you've decided, you will see that you didn't have to move. The situation moved for you. The situation changed right before your eyes without you having to take a step. You only decided where you are and where you will be. And the movie screen before you changed its projection into something new. Some people call this a miracle. I call it being free. When you are caught in fear, the projection stays the same, and all you can see is fear in any direction you look. When you are caught in this situation, be the fire and burn brightly. This will flash the screen and reset it, and your view will change from fear to strength. This will give you the power to make your move. Internal, external, left, right, up, down, straight ahead, reverse. No matter which direction you choose, you do it with strength now, instead of fear. Breathe in the light of knowledge and be that knowledge. This is true freedom. This transmission from Landall came in at a great time for me. As I'm making a few changes in my life, it can get scary. I mean, who hasn't been on the precipice of something and going, am I going to make it? What's going to happen to me? We can feel a swirl of emotions. For you, it can be something like, I don't know, you're about to make a big change in your life. Maybe you're getting married for the first time and taking the leap, moving to another city, leaving behind friends and family. Everyone has different fears. It's the fear of the unknown. You're going into uncharted waters. It's very thrilling, but can also be scary. So I wanted to talk a little bit with Landall about that and say, how do you fortify yourself when you're about to take a leap or do something different with your life? How do I steel my nerves? How do I go forward? For some people, it's stage fright. I've had that before. I remember I used to do dance recitals back in the day. Oh my God, I remember being off to the side of the curtains. My very first time, I said, I'm going to take a look. I'm going to take a peek. And I look out there and there's hundreds of people out in the audience. I'm like, oh my, why'd I do that? And I went back and my ballet teacher was back there and she saw that I was clearly rattled. She was so sweet. She says, I want you to go look again. And this time, when you go out to do your performance, look at all the lights instead, if it gives you concern, or look past the people. That helped so much. I was able to get past my severe stage fright. She's a professional. She's been doing it her whole life, and it was nice to be comforted by someone who had hundreds of thousands of performances throughout her lifetime. And so she knew. She knew that look in my eye. I had the wild eyes, I guess. Maybe it was because I was trying to open up the rear door or something and run in my tutu. So that's something else that I think that we really appreciate as humans. You're about to do something that you've never done before, and it's frightening. And sometimes you have this really caring person in your life. Could be a parent or a teacher or a mentor. Someone that, gosh, just their presence. It's as if for that moment you're feeling their confidence in you and their strength. And it's such a comfort, and it just wraps you in this cozy blanket of, you can do this. You can get on that stage. You can give that speech to those people who are waiting to hear from you. You can go on stage and you can dance and give people the joy that you're feeling in movement. I've chatted with several singers in the past and performers throughout my life that they've been performing for decades and they still have stage fright. They go out and they sing their hit record and they've got all those adoring fans out there. And it still gets them every time. And they have to, their little rituals they go through. Hopefully they have a cozy, comforting person they can talk to before they go. Like what Landahl was chatting about. They have this burning desire inside of them to get a message to people. And that can be a message coming through their song. Maybe it's somebody doing a podcast, giving you the strength and the fortitude to make that decision in your life. I know sometimes I've listened to people in the past and it's so comforting. Put on your headphones. Maybe you're laying down in bed and it's dark. And it's as if that voice is right there with you, giving you that encouragement that you need to maybe make a decision in your life or an action that you have to take in the next day. And I've been grateful for those moments in my life. And sometimes it is, you put on your earphones and you listen to a song that gives you that inspiration. Songs have a way of reminding us of our connection to Source. These are the moments that you're watching a movie, or you're listening to your favorite song, or maybe it's an inspirational message, and you feel a tingle go through your body. Sometimes it feels electric, like somebody has hooked you up to a machine and just put a little bit of current through you, depending on the charge it gives you. Sometimes, I don't know if any of you have ever had this experience of going to a chiropractor and, oh, what's it called? I think it's called a TENS unit. It's these little sticky things that go on your back, like if they're going to give you therapy. And it gives you, I remember the first time I had that, and they plug it in, they go, okay, this, you're going to feel this from, wooly! And it's almost like you're getting a slight electric charge, because it's supposed to activate your muscles to bring healing to an area. Or if you've been how does things work, child? And you decide after your parents tell you, don't ever put anything in that electric socket. And you go, how bad can that be? And then you decide, hey, I just Ben Franklin it. What that means is the story goes that, what is it? Ben Franklin was flying a kite. And he was trying to see how electricity works or lightning, or I can't remember the story, but he's flying a kite. And I think he had a gold key or something tied in the string itself. And he's flying this kite in the middle of a thunderstorm, which is, of course, always a fabulous idea. But he wanted to see what happens. And that's what we do as explorers. All scientists are explorers. Or inquisitive children. These are the people that teach us how to explore freedom. It's in those moments that you're really, truly being free. That tingle that you get from a little bit of electric current is the best way I can explain it. Go through your life and think about those moments when you've had that little, sometimes it's an actual jolt that you feel go through your body, because remember, we're electromagnetic beings capable of these, experiencing these feelings within our own body. Sometimes it's just a slight current. And I've also explained it to people that want to know, well, you know, what does that feel like? Usually it's when I'm connecting with Source deeply. And there are times I've talked to other people that they concur. It feels like when you're taking a warm shower and you feel that water going over your body. Sometimes it feels like that. So it isn't always, sometimes it's an internal tingle. It's like electricity moving around in your body. And sometimes it almost feels like you're taking a warm shower, but somehow you're feeling that sensation inside your body, under your skin. This is what Landall refers to as the tingle. I remember the first time he told me about that, as I was driving and I saw a family of deer cross the road in front of me. And it was very unexpected and sudden, and it was like, ooh! And I felt that. And he said, that's what we call the tingle. And it's great because I've chatted with people about that, and they say, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was getting ready to propose to my girlfriend, and I felt that little electric thing you talk about. I'm like, yeah, that's the tingle. True freedom is being able to get past your fear. I like what Landall said about the projector. I have mentioned this to several of my clients, that a great way to think about reality sometimes is, and I might have mentioned this in the podcast, I don't remember, but I definitely put it in one of my posts. Imagine that in the center of your brain is a movie projector. And what if everything that you see outside of you is just a movie that's playing out deep inside your brain, going out through your optical nerves, out in front of you, literally projecting what you see outside of you to the outside? And so Landall talks about it in this transmission. I know exactly what he's talking about. He said, when you're caught in fear, the projection stays the same. And all you can see around you is fear. And I think about it, if you remember back in the day, you could go see a movie in a theater. And this is before everything went digital. And they had the actual movie projectors. And there would be times when it would get stuck and it would just be the same image. That's a great way to visualize what he's saying. So you're going about your day and da da da, and then something happens to you and you're stuck in that fear. Whether somebody comes and tries to steal your purse or something happens and it catches you and it galvanizes you in that moment in fear. And they call it, what is it, the deer stuck in the headlight look? I've had that. I'm sure you've felt that in your life, where for that split moment, you're just like, you can't even blink. You're not even aware that you're holding your breath, and you're just, your eyes are big as saucers, and you're just in fear. And in that moment, it's as if the movie projector inside your head is stuck, and it's stuck on that one frame. And I think they call it the popcorn effect. For all of you who worked in movie projector booths or film editing or whatever, the celluloid actually starts melting, and it's bubbles and boo, and everyone throws popcorn at the movie screen, and then they got to refund your money or put a new movie in or whatever they're doing. That's what came to my mind when he mentioned this in the transmission. So when you're caught in fear, that projection stays the same. That scene, whatever it is, that maybe you're about to fall off a cliff or something happens and boom, it's as if, you know, they say your life flashes in front of your eyes. Or in that moment, what's happening is that one scene is stuck. And then all of a sudden, everything around you is fear. Anywhere you look, fear, fear, fear. So what he's saying is when you're caught in that situation, turn the fire up inside of you. Burn bright. And it will flash the screen and reset it. So maybe that's that popcorn moment, right? It's like, you're going to burn so strong and bright, and I'm not going to let this fear me. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to be courageous. I'm going to be powerful. And it's like a combustion point happens. And he says it'll flash the screen and reset it. And your view will change from fear to strength. And I know what he's talking about, because that has happened in my life. And I'll share that in another podcast. But I've had moments where I've been in a really bad situation. And for a moment, it's like time stands still and that scene is stuck in front of you. And then I remember to call on help sometimes. I'm just a little human. We have so many people, so many beings around us to help us navigate through these situations. But you have to remember to call and ask for help. And I did. And it's as if the movie in front of me literally changed. It literally changed. And I was no longer in that situation. Yeah, it can feel like a miracle. An absolute miracle. Like, what just happened? It's as if I blinked my eyes and I was just here. And this scary thing was about to happen. And now all of a sudden, it's mind-bending when it happens to you. But this is the power that we all carry within us. You just need to know about it. And then you need to just activate it. And when you have that popcorn effect, that moment in your life when you are in a scene and something truly frightening is happening in front of you, and somehow in that moment you remember to call on the beings of light that surround us for help, and they assist you in that moment, and you call that fire that's burning inside of you to get stronger. And it's almost as if these light beings around us are fanning the flames inside of us because you've called for help. And they fan the flame and it gets stronger and stronger, and your light burns with that intensity of a white fire. And the same thing in the movie house when this is happening. That scene, that fear scene is on the bulb. And it's bubbling and it's melting. It's literally melting away. from the intensity and the heat of that powerful light. And then the operator comes in, and maybe he switches projectors or gives it a moment and cools it off and cleans it and puts through a fresh piece of film through. And he flicks on the switch, and a new scene flashes in front of you. And you're in that movie house, and all of a sudden the scary movies scene is gone. And now here comes the hero. Here comes the hero to save the day. And that hero is you. Because in your life, you have called for help. And let's just say in that moment, the movie projectionists of light come through. And you open your eyes, and all of a sudden, that scary moment in your life is gone. It is literally gone and have been replaced. You can hear birds chirping and people skipping down the street. It changes. You'll know if you've had that happen in your life. Maybe you've been in a frightening airplane ride and everybody's screaming in fear, and then movie resets, fresh scene, and you land, and everybody's, yay, pilot, we get to live, and you land. Maybe it's someone was coming at you and they're about to rob you, and you remember in that moment to ask for help, and the scene resets, and it's as if, haven't you had that moment happen in your life? Dig in your memories. Haven't you ever had someone come up to you that you know is going to bring you harm, but you ask for help, and you brought that fire to the surface, and they put in a fresh movie for you? I've had that happen, and you look at the person, and they have this confused look on their face because you know they're about to do something to you, but they were interfered with. And you walk past them and leave them puzzled, wondering, what just happened? So there's some happy homework for you. Go through your memory banks and try to think of that moment you may have had. And look at it in a different light now. Look at it. Use that movie analogy. We literally are creating our own movie with every breath we take as we look out through our eyes and see the world around us. Remember this and use this knowledge to reset the scary scenes in your movie. This is the power of freedom. The freedom to remember this is your movie, and you are the scriptwriter and the director and the actor, all in one. This is the power of freedom. From this day forward, to make the movie that you want to see. Not the movie that others have made for you. Your movie. Go forth and experience the power of freedom. Do you have questions that you would like answered? Would you like to learn how to regenerate body, mind, and spirit? Maybe you'd like to reconnect with a loved one who's passed over. For more information on how to schedule your own personal reading or session, please visit www.sabril.com or click on the links below. Thank you for listening.